We've recognized increasingly over the last couple of decades that surgeons can also cure stage four disease. And it starts off with the single liver metastasis by Glenn Steele a couple of decades ago. It's evolved as the envelope keeps getting pushed and pushed to multiple metastases. And then we layer on top of that these medicines that work so much better. And all of a sudden, we're converting 10 to 30% of patients who formerly would have died of metastatic disease to patients who are potentially curable through surgical resection. And this has become a whole new arena, and I would argue a whole new medical legal standard for patients to be evaluated for and offered surgical options. Now, usually the identification of patients with hepatic resectable disease is made by the medical oncologist. And I do a lot of preaching to my med onc colleagues that you can't make this determination off of a CT scan report. That often our radiologists say multiple hepatic metastasis, which to us might translate into unresectable disease, when in fact it's three metastases in the right lobe, which is eminently resectable by most liver surgeons. So it does require that we interact with the film, if you will, the pictures themselves, the role of PET scanning in helping to identify patients who have regionally isolated disease is increasing and really increasingly being shown to be useful in identifying patients who will have better outcomes. And then the role of neoadjuvant chemotherapy to increase the number of patients who can be surgically resected is becoming a clear standard for us in the medical oncology world.
What other sites do you see single metastases in?
Lung is probably the most under-talked about area. There are a few studies out there that even show patients with isolated liver and isolated lung where they've had two staged operations, and those people have a tail on their curve, if you will, of 20% or so out 5 years disease-free. So the logic to me of only focusing on the liver is really not there. Where I have the most trouble, though, is isolated adenopathy, particularly retroperitoneal adenopathy. This is not an uncommon regional recurrence, as that patients will have periaortic adenopathy and nothing anywhere else. And clearly, that's not an easy or standard surgery. But I'm very much tempted in that patient population to use a regional approach with giving chemotherapy followed by radiation. So if that was me with regional adenopathy, I'd try to knock it out ultimately with a combined chemo-radiation approach.
Do we have any research data or study reports on that?
Not really, because it's not something that fits in a neat package. And mostly because all the emphasis and the trials have been built around this more chronic data set of liver metastases. And I really think we're missing and under-treating some patients who could benefit from regional therapies in these other organs.